Welcome to the podcast. My name is Adam, and alongside me is my co-host, Freya.
Hiya. Welcome to Shiitake. This is episode one. How are you doing today, Adam?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Freya?
Pretty good. Okay, so I guess episode one. Let's start with introductions. As you guys already know, because we've just said it, I'm Freya. This is Adam. I'm in the DSS course at IADT, which is Design for Stage and Screen. Adam, what do you do?
I'm in Creative Computing, second year. Creative Computing is basically computer science with less steps. Or, as I like to say, I make websites look pretty, I make beeps go boop, and boops go beep.
That's catchy. You should trademark that. Put it on a t-shirt.
I honestly should, but like, it's a nice way of dumbing it down. Because sometimes people are like, what's comp sci? And then you gotta like lower it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's fun. What do you do in Design for Screen and Stage?
I'm in the costume stream. So this year, second year. So we're doing a mixture of the sort of research area, like how to analyze a play and take out the important information when you read a text so that you can design properly for it, and also the technical aspect, so getting to design and make clothes, which is really fun and interesting.
Have you started making clothes yet?
Yeah. I mean, like...
What have you made so far?
I made a skirt for, like for class, and then I made a skirt because I felt like it.
Ooh.
I sew for fun a lot of the time, which is how I ended up in costume design. So, yeah, making clothes isn't new. It's just nice to have the technical terminology, which I did not before.
See, was IDT were your first choice when it came to it?
To colleges? No. Interestingly, I applied mostly for science courses. I think I applied for like 5 or 6 different science courses. At different universities, at different levels, but I applied for one arts course, and this is where I am. So,
Was it like higher on the list of the CAO?
No, it wasn't my first choice. I did not have the grades for my first choice, but that's okay. You know, I'm really happy with the course I'm in. Actually, a lot of things have lined up better would have thought.
Honestly, because same. I got conned into this college course because I was told that you don't need math in this course.
Ugh, maths. Nightmare.
I got screwed over there. Second year of college, second year of creative computing, you do maths. And like, it's already level maths, which isn't that bad.
Is it at least fun maths? Like, because I have to do maths measuring.
It's actual pain.
Oh, gross. No,
it's like ordinary level physics as well, so you have to do like projectiles and all.
Ooh.
And like, I've never done physics before in my life.
Oh, I did physics. Like, I hated it so much.
The most physics that I've ever done was Angry Birds.
A good and important developmental step in everybody's life.
Geometry Dash. Wait, no.
There's no geometry involved.
It says geometry in it. No.
I'll give you Angry Birds. I will not give you Geometry Dash.
Wait, how about Cut the Rope?
Okay, cut the rope. You can have cut physics. The rope is physics. Yeah,
that's physics. Okay.
Yeah.
I think those like two apps require physics or like some basic knowledge of physics.
Yeah.
But not actual physics. We're derailing here, but basically, I think IDT was my fifth choice, and I've managed to skip all of my other choices. I had the points for like my first choice. But the points for my first choice got bumped up like 20 points, which is illegal at the time. No, okay, you know, I say it's illegal, but like, it's just a cuck move right there.
Okay.
They just got me dirty. Then like,
are you happy in your course? Currently?
I'm very happy because I see people who are like, I was sad at the start, but then like when it came to like actually doing like stuff in creative computing, I was super happy. Because it was basically comp sci with less steps. And, like, everyone there is just, like, sad and depressed.
Okay.
But when I go over here, it's like, happy-go-lucky. You do work. And it's, it's industry standard, but, like, it's just more relaxed, which is really nice.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I guess that's what counts in the end.
But yeah, apparently the first and second year of my course doesn't count to my final like degree. It's only my third and fourth.
I don't know.
So I've been fucking around for like almost a year, and I've got another year to do that. Then I have to get my shit together in the next year.
We had a really fun first year actually, because all of design for stage and screen, so costume, makeup, and production, we all get to do the same thing in first year. It doesn't matter what your later track is,
Oh,
just
so you got
everybody
to do
does
makeup as
DSS.
well?
No,
So
we
makeup
basically
and
all
like,
did production actually, but it was really
oh,
fun. We had to
everything but
make
makeup.
no, it's kind of no focus on a particular stream. It's just design as a whole process, and then we're put in teams. So we learned to work in teams because that's how you work in the industry, of course, because no one does every single aspect of a performance by themselves. So we
Yeah.
designed and built puppet sets and made the puppets and then puppeteered them within like 2 months of starting college, which was daunting, but actually so much fun.
Yeah, I gotcha. Next talking point. Why did we do this podcast?
I
You're fair,
think
you want to take this, you want to take this story.
I did this podcast because Adam asked me if I wanted to be his co-host.
You know what? Yeah. To anyone who's like, you can't make friends online
Oh
over
yeah,
Zoom
we've
or
never
some shit,
met.
you're full of shit. You can make friends on Zoom. Look at me and Freya. We've known each other collectively for like, let's say 3 to 4 hours.
Tops.
Boom, we're friends. I just asked her, hey, you want to do a podcast with me? And she was like, yes. Thank you, Adam.
Well, I'm interested in the production of podcasts and stuff. A lot of what I did during lockdown was listen to podcasts, but like audio drama podcasts, not talk shows. So this is
So
kind of
like,
novel for me, but should be
what would
fun,
that
right?
be?
Oh,
What's a what's an audio novel podcast? Fuck, did
not
my voice
novels like
break?
dramas. No, you're
All
grand.
right, go on. So it's like almost a
Like,
radio show.
yeah, well, some of them are structured like radio shows. Like, I'm sure you've heard of Welcome to Night Vale.
No.
No? Okay. And then like the Magnus Archives or Wolf 359.
No. No.
No, yeah, no. Anyway, but they're shows, so it's a story told through podcasts, and they're super fun and super interesting, and I enjoy them so much.
I actually might give that a listen, so drop that down on the Discord, please.
I will, of course.
Thank you, thank you. But yeah, on to why I did a podcast, or I wanted to do a podcast. Basically, everyone else is doing it, so I might as well just cash in.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
No, okay, that and the fact that like I want to like experiment and try other things, like. Because with 2020 and all of us being locked down and like at home, I feel like I can use my time more productively than like staying at home, watching TV, playing games. I can
Yeah.
just make a podcast and like not just cash in, but like, make something out of it.
Yeah, it's nice to have a like a physical, I know podcasts aren't actually physical, but you know what
I
I
mean,
mean.
they're physical.
A physical reminder of a creative thing that you've engaged in and made.
I
You're
mean,
like,
like, it
this
goes
is
up
my
in the
plan and I have
internet
done
and it
this
lasts
thing and
there.
it's there. And you're like, here is evidence that I did a thing. It's a very good feeling.
Yeah, it's real nice. But yeah, that's why we decided to do a podcast. And, shit. We just skimmed through a bunch of, like, talking points there.
Well,
Here,
that's
this
good.
is
That's good.
very, like,
Okay.
honest.
I think the next broad neutral topic, well, maybe not that neutral, but music. What kind of music do you listen
Music.
to, Adam?
Okay, so basically, I'm on like whatever YouTube recommends me, I'll listen to. So, like, part of it is TikTok audios, part of it is like emo music because of what I've used to listen to. So, like, stuff like Fall Out Boy, Pierce the Veil, and right now, there's this one artist that's on repeat for me. His name's Rumor. He's basically this country singer in a ski mask.
Oh,
It's
cool.
like the it's the funnest thing.
Okay, well, speaking of country singers with masks, I've been listening to Orville Peck recently. He's pretty good too.
Wait, actually, really?
Yeah.
You wears a mask.
Yeah.
A ski mask.
No, it's like a fringe mask. Like a.
Oh, yeah, that one. You're talking about it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you were talking about it in the first episode that we scrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we gotta be honest here. We scrapped that episode.
Yeah, well, we did it and it was fine, but we're doing it again, so you're getting the new and improved version. You're welcome.
Hopefully. Hopefully this one makes it out of the cut.
Yeah, fingers
Because
crossed.
I don't imagine recording another time for another one episode.
Yeah.
That'd be really sad.
It's okay, we
Imagine
got
this
this.
wasn't our first take.
Okay, we got this. We got this. Stop spiraling.
Here, the audience doesn't know how many times we had to record the intro.
It's okay. And if you don't tell them, they won't know. Back to
You know, but it's like,
music.
okay, fine. Okay, music. Okay, Freya, what do you listen to?
A mixture of things, but largely sort of indie or rock or emo and stuff. So, My Chemical Romance, I love them. You
Oh,
said
love
Fall
it.
Out Boy, I like Fall Out Boy as well. I
Hell
like
yeah.
Placebo a lot. Love
What's
me some
Placebo
Hozier.
like? Oh, Hozier, yeah.
Or Ricky Montgomery. I
Ricky
like, yeah,
Montgomery.
like him recently. Ooh,
You're just
if we're
saying
doing like,
names.
yes, I am. That's how this works. If we're doing small artists, I really like Emma Grace, who happens to be one of my friends, but she's very good. So go check her out on Spotify. And she was kind enough to write the intro music for this podcast. So if you enjoyed that, go check out her stuff. Emma Grace.
Thank
I
you,
think she's
Emma.
on
Thank you.
most platforms. I know she's on Spotify, so if you have that, go for it.
Once again, big thank you to Emma for making our intro music. Me and her have never talked, but like, thank you.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Oh, also, country's in lockdown. Well, I mean, it's gonna be in lockdown, most likely. How are you gonna cope?
Oh, I'm not in Ireland.
What? Wait, what?
I don't live in Ireland most of the year. I'm Irish and I'm studying in Ireland, but I live in Belgium.
What the f Oh shit, what the fuck? Wait, what time is it there?
Oh, I'm only 1 hour ahead, don't worry.
Okay, 'cause I was like, what time did it catch you at?
Yeah, it's literally just 1 hour ahead. You're grand, don't worry.
I bet. Wait, so you're not in Ireland?
No.
Oh damn, that actually,
I
I did
did
not know
lock
that.
down in Ireland, but
So you flew back to Belgium and you're doing your course.
Well, I'll be
I'd
back in
say you can do
Ireland
your.
for some of the course next year. Probably depending on how strict the lockdown is with, you
Oh,
know,
so you
travel.
fled this country.
I didn't flee. I went
Yeah,
home
you
for
did.
Christmas.
No, here, that's a nice way of putting
I mean,
it.
how else do you want me to put it?
Here, honestly, smart move. Is Belgium doing all right with COVID?
Well, no, not really.
You wanna like go on with that? Like how many cases
Oh,
like a day?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Less
You not
good than
like look?
Ireland. They were red last time I checked, so we were red or
Massive F.
yeah.
But anyways, so I've built a PC like from
Ooh,
scratch.
that is
So
very
that's how I'm
impressive.
gonna be getting through COVID. So I'm probably gonna be playing games and actually doing like coursework, possibly, maybe. Who knows? I tend to leave shit last minute, which is really bad on my end. But who knows, New Year's resolution, I might like actually do work.
Fun
But who knows,
fact,
who knows?
there's a curfew on New Year's, so you're not allowed to go out to celebrate New Year's at midnight
Oh,
because
I
no one's
wasn't
allowed
planning.
outside.
I wasn't planning.
Yeah.
I'm alone this year, this New Year's.
Oh, poor you.
Oh no, was it? I usually tend to spend like New Year's alone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends what's happening. I often spend it, you know, either with family or with friends. If there's
Oh yeah. Oh
fireworks
okay. When I,
involved, I'm
yeah.
always
When I say
down for
a, when I
fireworks.
say alone, I mean family. But yeah.
Okay, not like by yourself with a bottle of wine.
Oh it, no no
Although, to be
no.
fair, that does sound fun.
It sounds sad. What are you talking about, Willis?
I guess it depends whether or not you're an introvert.
But yeah. That's I'm gonna be coping with games and hopefully talking with friends over Discord. How about you? How are you going to cope?
Try and make things. Try and keep my hands busy so I don't go insane. And I get to see people here as well, some of my friends from, you know, from Belgium. But like socially distant. But it's nice to see them because it's been a couple months because everyone was on lockdown across the world. So
when you're back, can you make me a jumper?
I mean, potentially, but you know, I'd have to have a good reason.
Because we're doing a podcast together.
Okay, I'll make you a shitty podcast jumper.
Hell yeah.
We can have matching I'll shitty take podcast that. Jumpers.
Oh no, that's for the Instagram right there.
Oh dear. What have I committed to?
Speaking of which, follow us on our Instagram at Shiitake. Fuck, how do you spell that, Freya?
Shiitaky, I believe.
Is it two eyes? I actually can't remember.
It's two Hold eyes. Up. It is. I'm sorry about that. Shiitaky. Yeah, that sounds right.
We need to make that look pretty, by the way. Add that to the list of things we need to do.
Okay, but by the time this comes out, it'll be fabulous. So if you guys want to go check out our gorgeous Instagram page, fingers crossed, you know where to find us.
Hopefully. Actually, what's your elective module that you're going to do?
I'm going to do soundscaping.
So what's that about, and why did you choose it?
I chose it because I thought it sounded interesting, because I'm interested
sound. In... sound.
But I'm... I thought it sounded interesting because I'm curious about the way people use sound in, you know, audio. Like I said, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, so I'm curious about creating soundscapes with different effects and how people achieve that. Like Foley artists, that's super interesting.
You're going to be doing it on Audacity, so free.
Yeah.
Free program. And I'd say it's easy because like we're doing it on Audacity right now and like it's no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, so fingers crossed the general vibe of the podcast gets better because at least one of us will get better at editing.
It'll get better within time. Hopefully I don't have to open a Skillshare account and like learn how to make podcasts. But hopefully Freya can take the editing. See, lightens up my load.
I'm being burdened with all the responsibility here.
So much work. Like, Freya, I'm practically carrying this podcast on my back.
I'm only here out of pity.
Nah, you're here against your will.
Exactly.
She's being held at gunpoint, but no one knows.
Not even me. I don't see anyone here. I think I'm good for now.
What I chose for my elective module is digital imaging. Basically, it's the photography module.
Nice.
And I just want to get better at taking photos of people. That's really it.
I mean, this is gonna sound
really dumb, but I can take pictures of people really well, no problem whatsoever. But when it comes to buildings or anything still, I have the worst time taking a picture of that building and making it look good.
Fair enough. People have like, you know, the things they're good at.
I'm so bad at
focusing on faces and shit in pictures. I just, sometimes I take a good picture and I'm like, damn, that's a good picture. But more often than not, I'm like, here's a nice picture of a field.
I don't catch.
No, I'm not great at taking pictures of people.
Oh, I getcha. But yeah, we're using Lightroom, so hopefully I get better at editing because I've been using a free program and it's going all right, but like, you know, I want to get better and like coming from a teacher that like knows his shit, hopefully I get like some knowledge out of it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But yeah, that's our course right there. And that's IADT for you.
Yeah.
Apparently for a whole 3 weeks, we just don't do our course. Beautiful in it.
Well, it's not that we don't do anything. We do a different elective.
Yeah, you don't do your own course. Well, I talked to some people in like the older years, and they're like, this is the best part of my course, not doing my course.
Ah, well, it depends whether or not they enjoy their course, doesn't it?
Okay, you got a point there. But like majority of the people that I've talked to, they're like, yeah, I like this elective module. It just made me not do my course for a whole month. And like, we got like, okay, due to COVID, we got like really shit ones. I need to go on a little rant here. We got shit ones because last year they had acting. They had, fashion photography. They had so much good shit. And now we get like sloppy seconds right here. it physically hurts.
That's a negative mindset. You can't afford that when literally we have no other choice.
2021, hopefully blessings. Hopefully good vibes. Gotta keep it positive. Hopefully 2021 more episodes of Shiitake Podcast.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully this will be out before 2021. Oh shit. Will it?
Hey, don't. We cut the shit. Cut the tape.
Sorry. No, I don't know what day of the week it is.
You jinxed us right there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot what day it was.
Are we going to keep this? I mean, you know what? We're keeping this. We're keeping your fuck up.
Okay. Just
purely for the minutes. Okay. It's like, okay, it's the 30th of the 12th by the time we're recording this. So like a day before New Year's.
Yeah, this won't be after New Year's.
No, it won't be.
Anyway, hello, the future. Quite lazy. How is 2021 thus far?
Yeah, I don't think we're here. Okay, you think like I'm going to edit it like the next month. It's going to be out by like a week. Maybe.
It'll be 2021 in a week.
Okay, you got a point there. You know what? I think this is a perfect time to wrap up our
I think you're right. Podcast here. I think...
You know what? See you next year.
Yeah, I guess so. Big thank you also to IADT Radio and Podcast Society for allowing us to do this. Shout out to
you,
Ollie.
Love you. Thank you, Ollie, so much. I'd like to shout out our Instagram at Shiitake Podcast. Shout out my Instagram. I'm at AdamZXM. And with me is Freya. And thank you for listening.
Yeah. Be sure to tune in again next week or whenever this gets out.
Don't jinx us, please.
Hopefully more interesting rambling conversations. I think we're talking about designers next week. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know if it's next week, but we're talking about designers.
Okay.
And design. Hopefully.
Sounds good.
You find that interesting. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cut the tape.